Smash Factor.
Ripping driver, going for it. Oh my goodness.
How about that tee shot?
That is crazy how far that is.
Wow. John Daly, take a back seat, big fella. How about that drive?
That's an aggressive line.
Look at this, he's just driven the green. He has just driven the green.
I guess, hello world, huh?
Welcome everybody to the Smash Factor, week 5 of the 2021-2022 PGA season, the Zozo Championship, and we are back over in Chiba, Japan this week, which means an early start. Should be, see if they've updated it, sometime middle of the day Wednesday, if I remember right. They're 14 hours ahead of us, so I would assume we'll lock somewhere around like 5 or so Eastern time, 5 or 6 Eastern time Wednesday afternoon. So make sure if you're going to play this week, you note that. I'll bump up all the content accordingly to make sure we have plenty of time Wednesday to get everything locked and loaded before they lock the slate. Last week, good tournament, CJ Cup. It just had a lot of really good-looking stuff going into Sunday, and they just kind of flipped on its head. And these no-cut event-type deals, limited field, it can happen like that. I mean, you can have some pretty good-looking stuff, and then things go sideways Sunday with enough people moving up and down, and all of a sudden you're way out. Didn't go real heavy last week, but returned about 50% of my entry fee, so I'll take it on an event like that. This week is a big shout out to L Billiard 64. He took down a big tournament. I think it was a 20 max, $1, something like that. Congrats to him. He's a grinder, a loyal person. He's been a part of us probably since day one or close to. Excited for him. Green 25, if you're listening to this on Monday evening, I kept it up all the way through tonight's Monday Night Football game. I'm about an hour and a half away from Monday Night kicking off, so you still have plenty of hours tonight to take advantage of 25% off any package. It includes 7-day free trial, so you can join now. If you don't like us by Sunday night, you can cancel and you never get charged. Great time to come check us out. Come check out the golf tools, NFL tools, the Green Machine Out Lineup Optimizer, which is all sports. It's awesome, and always we're continuing to build and get better on all that things. It's all in-house now, so we are building it ourselves, which makes it great when we get your feedback as well. Rate and review us on iTunes. It goes a long way. If you can't remember last time you did, or if you did, go ahead and get it done. I go to these when we do our big giveaways. I always pick at least one from here. It's free to do. It helps us out a lot. Subscribe and like this video on YouTube. That also goes a long way, and I look at that as well. Leave in the comment who you want to fade in this 10K range. Quite the pricing and field this week. We'll get into that here in just a second. Like I said, we're at Chiba, Japan, Narashino Golf Club. They played here in 2019. I will apologize off the bat. My wife was sick last week, and I think I may have picked it up in the last day or so. So a little congested and all that, but wanting to get everything out. They played here 2 years ago. Then last year they went to Sherwood because of the COVID and all that situation. So if you're doing course history stuff and you just want to look at results at this course, make sure you uncheck 2020 and our golf tools so you only see that. Par 70, 7,040 yards, 5 par 3s, 3 par 5s. You don't see that very often. I was thinking about it in my head. I was like, hey, my club that I'm a member at, we actually have 5 par 3s and 3 par 5s as well. Georgia fairways, which for me are some of the best you can hit off of. Love Georgia fairways. So pure. Tied off the tee box, especially the longer you go. There is 2 greens on every hole. We kind of saw that, I think, in the Olympics as well. I think it's kind of common over in Japan. Only one will be used all week, so we'll kind of know that ahead. It is bent green grass, good amount of undulation and slope, faster than average. 2019, obviously Tiger won it. Do remember that we did have a typhoon or something like that come through during this tournament. Actually, this was a Monday finish, if you remember. So even though like we had 19 under was a winner, 16 was second, 13 was third. And then like, I mean, minus seven still got you inside the top 20. I do think we'll see better scoring as a whole. I mean, Tiger started 64-64 before that system came through. So a lot of, I think we'll probably see probably closer, if not 20 under, maybe low 20s, but I think you'll see better scoring. Like I think, you know, top 10 was nine under last year or 2 years ago. I think we'll see a little bit better scoring there. Some guys that who may or may not be in here, but just kind of give you an idea who played well here. We had Tiger, Matsu, Rory, Sungjae, Woodland, Horschel, Connors, Benny On, Charles Howe III, Danny Lee, Ryan Palmer, Xander. All those guys finished T10. Some other notables up there in the top 20, Wolf, JT, Reed, Casey, Sung Kang, and Berger. So you can kind of see, to me, like elite iron play, good iron play really sticks out when I'm looking at that kind of stuff. Cooler temps this week, highs in the 50, low 60. There is not any rain or anything in the forecast right now. I think they have a little bit today, which is Tuesday for them over in Japan. And that's it for the week. No cut event, like I said. I'm going to go around minus 20-ish for the winner. Tiger won, Matsu second. Last year at Sherwood, Cantley won, and Rahm and JT tied for second. That really doesn't have a lot to do with this week, just noting it. Key stats for me, I'm looking at good drives, strokes gained, ball striking, good approach, birdie or better, and opportunities inside 18 feet. Salary ranges, we have 5 in the 10K with Paul Casey did withdraw today if you hadn't seen that. So we have 5 left, 10 in the 9K, 10 in the 8K, 15 in the 7K, 30 in the 6K. You're going to do the normal Sweet 16, a fade, sleeper, and gut plays, betting, and wrap this up and get going. It's an interesting field. Probably not going to be a lot of buzz around this week. It's not the best field. It's going to start early Wednesday. And we got Tommy Fleetwood at 10K. It kind of sums up what we're dealing with this week. The interesting part is, you know, so many good players are obviously priced up. And that middle range is going to be, you know, murky. It'll be interesting to see because there's not just a ton of guys you want to jump to in the 6K, but, you know, you'll probably wind up seeing some stars and scrub builds because most people's mentality will be, well, at least I get 4 days out of them, which could be true. You have such a lot bigger of a talent gap here than we did, say, last week. So the 8K guys, 7K guys compared to some of the 9 and the 10 is a totally different. So I think you may want to get as many of those up there. We'll see if we can pick through and find some good values as well. 9K and above, I'm going to start with Matsu. Obviously, Japan, local ties, he finished second here. He's probably going to be super popular because he is outside of Fleetwood. He's the cheapest price now with Casey gone. I don't care. I'm just going to play him and move on. Didn't look too great last week. I guess that'd be a way you could, you know, talk yourself off of them. But with the results here and that, all that stuff, I'm going to stick with Matsu. Morikawa, a guy I don't play a lot. I think I'm going to go to him. A 22nd here in 2019, coming in 5th overall ranked for me. A 2nd last week at the CJ Cup, kind of stormed up on the weekend. 5th in stats, 4th in recent form, 1 in course fit. So I picked 6 to 8 courses that I chose to look similar to or kind of play like this. I'm not factoring course fit near as much this week. As any week, you know, his putting, he's 54th in bent putting. That's going to be his one struggle. Has looked better though as of recent. So I think I'll go back to him. Willie Z, I'll go there. 10-5, an 11th, a 14th. And then he missed the cut, the Shriners killed me there. And a lot of people, but a lot of guys missed the cut. I think that was our, 1%er, 6-6. Just elite ball striking. I think that's important here. And if he can make some putts, I think he can make a run at it. My bubble boy is Xander. And the only reason is, if not Matsu, I think Xander will probably be the highest owned. 11K, but he, you know, he's $200 cheaper than Morikawa. That's one reason why I like Morikawa this week is because I think I may get some leverage with Xander being popular. He was 10th here in 2019. Obviously, he has family ties to Japan as well. 18th last week, which was his first of the season. So I like him, but if he starts creeping up way high, maybe a reason not to play him. That's the only reason why he's a bubble boy for me. 8K range, I'm going to start with Charlie Hoffman, been playing well. Nothing crazy, but he has been making cuts. Last week did not play very good at all, 68th at the CJ Cup, which is not very good because there's only like 80 guys there, 78 guys there. Before that was okay, 22nd, 39th, 44th. Stat-wise, he works out great for me. He's number one in my stat model, 11 in course fit, 18th in recent form. Bent putting, he's top third in the field. So I don't mind taking some chances on him. I think he'd go out there, and he can score in some birdie fest environment as well. So I like Hoffman, 8,500. Vegas, 8,900. Kind of chalky last week. He was down in the 6,000 range. 14th last week, though, so he did kind of pay it off. Fourth in the stat model for me, third in recent form. 8,900 is not too bad. I think if you don't go up high, living in some of this 8-9K and a couple sevens that I like, you know, you can build some pretty balanced lineups, which I think is really what you're going to see. Either people starting with Xander, Morikawa, Matsu type. I think the 9K will be very low owned in general, and then people will drop to that 7 and 8 and try to pick the ones they like there. I do think you'll see some concentrated ownership because a lot of people are going to be pointing in the same direction. It's like last week in a limited field, but there's even less options, you know, when you're talking about the talent gap and what you want to pay for them. The sticker shock always gets people. You just kind of get over that. Next is CT Pan. Kind of like him this week, a 59th here, which is almost last in 2019. So I didn't like that, but coming in, you know, a sixth at Fortinet, 11th at Sanderson Farms, 15th in stats for me. Just looks like a solid play, 28th in bent green putting. So I like everything about it. 8,800 is a good price. I get some CT Pan this week. Adam Schenck is a bubble boy. No real reason other than, you know, had to have someone in there. I think I can play him as well. 8,200. He's third in putting, 18th in the stats for me, and 11th in opportunities inside 18 feet, 12th in birdie or better. A third and a 51st coming in here, had a miscut at Sanderson Farms, but he also played here back in 2019 and got a 22nd, which is respectable at that price. I think I'll be having some Schenck this week. Only reason why he's a bubble boy is I just grayed out those other three slightly above him, but I do like him, especially for some MMEs this week. 7K range, we kick it off with Higo, you know, miscut at the Shriners. Somewhat popular in the DFS world, but not as much as what he was. So I don't think he'll be, but in this field, he'll probably get clicked some more. Name's familiar. Stats, he's 13th for me, third in good drives, 14th in birdie or better. I like that. 27th in good approach. All key things I'm looking at this week. 13th in bent putting. I really like that. So $7,800, I don't mind playing some Higo this week. Next, Gim. I just, you know, elite iron player. Sixth in opportunities inside 18 feet. Bent is not his worst surface, so we know the putting struggles have been there. But, you know, 18th the birdie or better, 13th in good approach. Decent results coming in, nothing crazy, a 40th and a 58th. He did miss the cut at the Fortinet Championship. But 7K, I think I can pay that off with him. I don't, you know, if he gets hot with some kind of putting, I mean, he'll be right there come Sunday. So I like that. I think he could be a popular play, but obviously this is early Monday afternoon, late Monday afternoon, so hadn't listened to anything in the industry yet. We'll see how all that shakes out. I'm going to go back to Harry Higgs. Talked him up a lot last week. He was one of my favorite low price plays of the week. He finished ninth. Definitely returned it there. Playing well. I'm just going to ride that. You know, stats are okay. He's 31st overall, 23rd in my complete model. 7,500. These kind of guys we're going to need this week to fill out lineups, and I like him. I'll ride the form off of the last 2 weeks. He also had a 27th at Shriners. Bubble Boys Munoz, man, he just looks off. 49th last week, which, you know, isn't great in that field. Then three miscuts prior to that, but looked like he found some stuff a little bit late. Long-term, he's fine. Stats, he's 7th. You know, 3rd in opportunities inside 18 feet, 11th birdie or better, 14th in good approach. He's just been off here in the last, since the reboot. So it's the only reason why he's on the bubble. I think he could be a low owned play. So he's someone we want to keep our eye on when we're trying to find some leverage this week. So I like Munoz, 7,300 on the bubble. 6K range and go to Chan Kim. We've talked about him from time to time. He pops up in these kind of events. He's played in a few majors. He always grades out well, even though it's limited stats. Finished 41st here back 2 years ago. He's 9th in the stat model. Again, it's limited, but 6,500, when I'm trying to find guys in this range, you know, he's one that sticks out to me that I like. Sam Ryder is another one that I like. 6,700 bucks, a 58th, a 51st, and a missed cut. So just okay in the recent form. Stats aren't bad though. 21st in stats, 22nd in putting, 16th opportunities inside 18 feet, 15th birdie or better, and 17th in stroke gain ball striking. So all those are solid. 26th in good drives. You know, he flashes at times. You know, this is a no cut event type of, you know, field. I'll take some chances on him. I think he could score well, and he's a guy that I have marked that could outscore his position, which is something we like in this kind of event. Troy Merritt, 6,900 bucks. A 30th here in 2019. I like that. A 16th at the Fortinet Championship. Missed a cut at the Shriners. He's the second best putter in this field on this surface. Fourth in birdie or better. 20 in good approach. I really like all that. You know, his tee game could you know, be a little better, but, you know, I don't think you don't have to be super long here to compete. I really think it'll come more to the iron game, and he's been playing well at that, and that price tag, 6,900, I think he makes a good play. Kyle Stanley is a bubble boy, only because I can hardly ever play Kyle Stanley. I don't get fired up about it. Coming in off two missed cuts as well, I don't like that. Stat-wise, though, he's fine. It always comes down to putting. Fourth in ball striking, second in good approach, second in opportunities inside 18 feet. He just struggles putting. He's 53rd in this field. So, again, there's only 70-something guys in this field. But at 6,200, there's enough good there that maybe he finds something on these greens and does okay to especially if you're trying to go up top this week and get some of these high price guys. He's one of the guys down there that I actually kind of trust. He's 18th in the model. But the putter has him on the bubble boy side for me. Fade of the week this week is pretty easy. Fleetwood. I'm not paying $10,000 for Fleetwood. He did okay here in 2019, a 22nd, a 38th last week, but there's so many other places I'd go before I go Fleetwood at 10,000. Sleeper of the week is kind of hard. I really don't know. You know, there's not a lot of people in this field, but a guy I like, played him last week, did okay, good finish. Price up this week maybe goes overlooked because of that is Ortiz. Had a 25th last week, a 47th the week before. Stat-wise, he's 16th in the field for me, 8th in good drives, 7th in ball striking. Birdie or better has me a little worried, 44th, but 14th in opportunities inside 18 feet. He's another guy that can struggle with the flat stick at times. He's 57th on bent. That'd be the only reason, you know, to be hesitant. But at that price, I think we may get some leverage. So I got him at that. Potentially could be one of the lower owned in that 8K range this week. Gut feel plays for me. We'll start off with Palmer, who had a 10th here 2 years ago. He's not coming in great form at all, but, you know, you got to like that, you know, results here. He's seen it. Miscut at Shriners. He had a 4th at last year at this event, but Sherwood, not that it matters a whole lot, but maybe this time of year he gets rolling again. 8,300 is not the worst, and I like the results here he had 2 years ago. Sung Kang, again, another guy that finished well here 2 years ago, 17th finish. He's made 4 straight cuts last 4 events, a 47th, a 65th, a 27th, and a 32nd. So flashing some upside. He's a good putter, 10th in the field, 6,300 bucks. He's a guy that I don't mind going to down there. A guy I never play, but maybe this week, is Keegan Bradley. 13th here 2 years ago, a 32nd last week. He's 6th in the overall stats. We know he can't, you know, putting's going to be his kryptonite. 4th in the course fit as well. So some of the places I feel will play like this. He's top 11 in 4 out of the 5 stats. The only one he's not is birdie or better. 9,400 seems like a lot to swallow for him, but in this field, probably okay. So I kind of like him this week as a gut feel play. My last gut feel play of the week, Chris Kirk. Just kind of like him popping on these kind of potential shorter courses. Irons are always good. You know, 8,100 bucks isn't horrible, especially if you're trying to be in that middle balance build. He's 28th overall for me, 14th last week, 35th at Sanderson. So decent form coming in. He's the last one as a gut fill play of the week. Betting top 5 that pop and 2 long shots provided by Monkey Knife Fight. We crushed the PGA Monkey Knife Fight last week. I'll release those Wednesday morning on the Cup with Gup. I release my football once a day. I think I've hit 7 of the last 9 slates I've done between NFL, college football, and PGA. Hit some big ones last week in PGA, so make sure you check that out. Use the code GUPS, G-U-P-S, for 100% match up to 100 bucks. The link is in the description. My top 5 that pop, this is a bad betting board. I'll probably be light And then I'll probably do some Quinellas with some of these guys that I think are that much more talented. You know, your Willie Z's, your Matsu, maybe even Xander, Morikawa, something like that. I do like Hoffman at 40, Chan Kim at 80, Higo at 66, Willie Z at 18 is probably the lowest I'd go on the board, and I rarely go down that far. I wouldn't mind seeing a 20 pop up for him. Higgs at 66 is another guy I like. Two long shots for me. Merritt, I mentioned, 100-1, and then Ryder, 150-1. Probably more of top five bets, but those two are the only long ones that kind of stuck out to me first glance. Kind of like Redman, but I don't necessarily see him coming here and winning per se. I like him more probably in the DraftKings world just because of his scoring ability, you know, down there in a 6K range. But, you know, we'll see if he makes the card. I'll have that stuff out earlier than usual. I'll have a couple of GUP out tomorrow morning. I'll be on the Stripe Show podcast with Travis Fulton tomorrow talking more Zozo, get his insights, see if he's got any sleepers that I'm missing. Tight window for PGA this week, like I said. Contests are kind of light this week. I know it's almost like fatigue with golf because ever since the reboot of June last year, it's been nonstop. But we got just a couple more weeks, and then we get a break basically until January 6th. So get through these, got some good tournaments. And this one's not bad, but plenty of prizes out there still. Pretty good, I mean, money out there. Normal football schedule this week. College football crushed again last week. Make sure you get on that. We got showdowns Wednesday night, then college football slates Thursday, Friday, Saturday. NASCAR playoffs still going. Ryan's crushing that. NBA is back tomorrow. Dan will be hitting that up. MLB playoffs going on now. We are talking about that through the GC Warrior Room and all that. And then in the off season, we'll be looking for a new MLB guy, with Todd leaving this year. Bobby did a good job filling in until we got, you know, to this point in time. We'll all be talking, especially as we get closer to these last two big series and the World Series. I love those showdowns. They're pretty fun. And then UFC also will be locked and loaded again this week. So make sure you come join us now. It's a great time. PGA, NFL, college football, NBA, MLB, all that stuff, NASCAR. Green 25% off. All the way through tonight. I may leave it up a little bit tomorrow for you guys that wake up in the morning and listen to this on your commute. But I'll guarantee you by tomorrow night, that code will be cut off. So 25% off. It's no risk. I mean, risk-free trial, 7 days. If you don't like all the stuff we're talking about, it's all in-house built. We feel like it's good enough to, show off a little bit and talk about. So we want to make this big push, and we've had a lot of people join us. So come give us a check out. If you don't like it, cancel. You never get charged. No harm, no foul. Quick week this week with the Zozo. So make sure you get your stuff locked in Wednesday afternoon. I'll be back tomorrow with some deep dive thoughts, and then Wednesday as well with my final thoughts for the Zozo Championship. Have a blessed evening. Good luck on Monday Night Football, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.